Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 11th, 2023, through Friday, December 15th, 2023. Monday, December 11th, 2023. Founders and executives of digital asset company charged in multi-million dollar international fraud scheme. Braden John Caroney, Kyle Nagy, and Thomas Smith were charged by indictment with conspiracy to commit securities fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracy for their roles in defrauding investors in a decentralized financial digital asset called SafeMoon that was issued by the company SafeMoon LLC. As alleged, the defendants lied to SafeMoon investors concerning whether SafeMoon's use of locked liquidity was inaccessible to the defendants, as well as their personal holding and trading of SafeMoon. As SafeMoon's market capitalization grew to more than $8 billion, the defendants fraudulently diverted and misappropriated millions of dollars worth of purportedly locked SafeMoon liquidity for their personal benefit. According to U.S. Attorney Breon Peace, as alleged, the defendants deliberately misled investors and diverted millions of dollars to fuel their greedy scheme and enrich themselves by purchasing a custom Porsche sports car, other luxury vehicles, and real estate. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. Former employee of San Francisco money service business charged with conspiring to launder drug proceeds. Yesenia Mararita Barrientos Lanez, a former employee of a money services business, was charged with conspiring to launder drug proceeds by wiring large sums of money abroad for a known drug trafficker in the San Francisco Bay Area. According to a federal criminal complaint, Barrientos, of Daly City, California, worked as a teller at a money services business located in San Francisco until mid-May 2023 and used her position to launder the drug proceeds of an unnamed co-conspirator, a man who was known to DEA agents as a Bay Area drug trafficker and who was arrested in possession of narcotics on June 1st, 2023, in Daly City by wiring significant sums of cash to various foreign bank accounts, including some in Mexico, at the unnamed co-conspirator's direction. Barrientos was arrested on October 26, 2023, and was released on bond at her initial appearance the following day. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. Michigan man sentenced to prison for check kiting scheme that caused loss of nearly $150 million. Najib Khan pleaded guilty to bank fraud and attempted tax evasion. Beginning in 2014, Khan operated a check kiting scheme using his company's business bank accounts to fraudulently obtain funds from various financial institutions, including KeyBank. Khan used the funds to support the growth of his payroll processing business and fund his lifestyle, which included the purchase of automobiles, aircraft, and vacation homes. As part of his scheme, Khan wrote checks and made wire transfers between multiple accounts under his control at various banks. This type of fraud is commonly known as check kiting, as it involves the perpetrator continually writing checks back and forth between accounts he or she controls to fraudulently inflate account balances, thus deceiving banks into honoring checks written with insufficient funds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, December 14th, 2023. Tax preparer sentenced to prison for $1.4 million fraud scheme. Lawrence Apaya Aziai was sentenced to 18 months in prison for defrauding the U.S. government of approximately $1.4 million in tax revenue by preparing false tax returns on behalf of his unsuspecting clients. According to court documents, between 2016 and 2020, Azzi ran a tax preparation business called New Look Enterprise out of his home in Alexandria. From at least 2017 through 2020, Azzi executed a scheme to fraudulently inflate the tax refunds of his clients. To do so, Azzi falsely claimed that his clients operated businesses that lost thousands of dollars each year. These fraudulent losses drove down the client's taxable income and increased the client's tax refunds. The Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation, IRSCI, estimates that Azzi's actions resulted in a tax loss of approximately $1.4 million to the federal government. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, December 15, 2023. Russian national pleads guilty to TrickBot malware conspiracy. Vladimir Duniev, a Russian national, pleaded guilty to his role in developing and deploying the malicious software known as TrickBot, which was used to launch cyber attacks against American hospitals and other businesses. According to court documents and public reporting, Vladimir Duniev provided specialized services and technical abilities in furtherance of the TrickBot scheme. TrickBot, which was taken down in 2022, was a suite of malware tools designed to steal money and facilitate the installation of ransomware. Hospitals, schools, and businesses were among the millions of TrickBot victims who suffered tens of millions of dollars in losses. While active, TrickBot malware, which acted as an initial intrusion vector into victim computer systems, was used to support various ransomware variants. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.